All right, I'm very happy to say we pulled this off just in the nick of time. We are joined on the phone now by the one, the only, John O'Hurley is with us to talk about his shows this weekend and tonight at Laguna Playhouse called The Perfect Dog. Hello, Mr. O'Hurley. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Tyler. How nice to talk to you.
Yeah, wonderful. Obviously, you like dogs quite a bit, I'm gathering.
It does kind of show. My Achilles heel, if you will. In addition to hosting the National Dog Show, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, I've done several books on dogs, and not the least of which has now been turned into a wonderful musical that is going to be visiting the Laguna Playhouse this weekend.
Yeah, so tell us about the birth of that. I don't know how far back you want to go for your love of dogs, but how did it ultimately turn into a stage show here?
Well, it's a funny, you know, I was thinking about it this morning, because it really is, everything begins with a good idea. And every year for the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day, I always wrote something, some sort of funny quip or some little video that I did. And I didn't write one for one particular year, maybe 10 years ago. And I'm lying in bed with my son at the time. He was about 6 or 7 years old. And he says, "Daddy, is the dog that is best in show, is that a perfect dog?"
Hmm.
I said, "Well, that's a very interesting question, Will." And so I laid down. I said, "I'm going to answer that, and I'm going to write a poem to you, and we're going to sit here." And so we went line by line with a poem that I wrote, The Ode to the Perfect Dog. And I read it on television and it got about a million hits.
Wow.
It was really something. So it was quite a success. And I decided I was going to turn it into a children's book. And so I did. And then lo and behold, Eric Idle of Monty Python fame. I did his show Spamalot.
Yeah.
His agents had heard about the book and they said, "Well, you know, how about if we option it as a children's musical?" And I said, "Well, that's interesting." So they did, and lo and behold, they came up with this wonderful evolution of that little poem that I wrote and turned it into a musical called The Perfect Dog. And it ends with the notion that the dog that is perfect is the one next to you.
Oh, how
and it's
sweet.
A beautiful, it's a beautiful musical. It has some of the most touching songs, and I've really I've enjoyed the process of watching it grow, and also for the fact that it's now done all around the world, and it's just a wonderful piece, and I'm so pleased to know that the Laguna Playhouse picked it up for their children's series as well.
Well, just the notion of the ending that you just described brought tears to my eyes. How sweet is that?
It really is, and oddly enough, my sons, we did the photography and in the book and he's there, and the dog that is perfect to him is his little stuffed puppy.
Hmm.
So that's actually the dog in the book, and it underscores that there really is no one perfect dog. That the notion of dogs are what we were trying to celebrate.
So, what do you think about having created something for youth theater? How important do you think that is?
Well, I try to, you know, I do so much animation in my career. I want to have things, because I have a young son, I want to have things that are important to him, that he can grasp onto, that are important to his friends. And, you know, I want to have a body of work that he can participate in and not be and not be a stranger to. He doesn't have to be, you know, 18 years old to watch what daddy does.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we can tell you quite like Laguna Beach, almost as much as you like dogs, perhaps, as you were just here for our Panto show this last Christmas season at Laguna Playhouse. So, yeah, we're glad to have you back. You must like it here.
Well, I have had the best time in Laguna. I see why people just get addicted to it. The beach and the people, the community is extraordinary there. I've met such wonderful people there, and they really, really support just the notion of what that community is all about. And I've really enjoyed my time there. And I'll be back. I have my one-man show called A Man with Standards, which I'll be doing at La Mirada this weekend. But I'll be doing it at the Playhouse later on this March. We're talking about it. This spring. We're trying to pick a date right now. But I'll be back down.
How wonderful. Well, not that I want to... Yeah.
And I will be there tonight after the... I just want to add in that I will be there tonight for the show, The Perfect Dog. And I'm going to hang around afterwards for a brief Q&A to talk a little bit about the show and have some fun with the audience tonight.
Have you met the kids who are acting in this particular version of it?
I did meet a couple of them. Yes, because they were doing a little bit of rehearsing while I was finishing up Peter Pan.
How cool that is for them! How fun. Well, I don't want to bombard you with celebrity sightings while you're in town, but is there a place that you've frequented or that you've come to enjoy, a restaurant or a bar or anything here in Laguna?
Bonefish I like a lot. I've had a great time.
Yeah, that's
there.
A new spot.
Yep, love their menu. I go to the lumberyard quite a bit. That's been, and then of course the Surf and Sand I think is just absolutely singular. I go down to the bar for a glass of wine and a bowl of soup down there. I've done that so many times, and I'll tell you that it is just, it's a gorgeous place and a very singular place as well.
Well, we sure are lucky to have you. Again, the show is The Perfect Dog tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight's performance at 7 p.m., and as John said, he will do a little Q&A after the show. Of course, support our local theater and the youth who are acting in this, and what sounds like just a delightful little show born from John and his son's love of dogs. So I guess the answer to the question is the English Bulldog who won Best in Show this year is not the perfect dog. He's a great dog, but the dog next to you is the perfect dog.
although I'll tell you, I'm still I want to recount on that because I still think that Golden Retriever should have won this year.
Well, that probably would have captured the hearts of many more, even, right?
I know. Someday, well, I'll live long enough to see a Golden Retriever walk away with Best in Show.
Well, please ensure you do that show for the rest of time. I mean, I've been watching it since I was a kid, and you transformed it for me and turned it from something that, you know, seemingly could be pretty mundane to something that is extraordinarily entertaining with you at the helm of it. So
that's very nice, Tyler, of you to say that. We have 18 years of success on NBC. There's an audience now of 32 million people every year, so we knock on wood and we count the blessings that show is received by as many people and as well as it has been.
Yeah, I never quite can figure out how they possibly select the dogs. It seems quite arbitrary to me, but I'm not a dog judge, so I'll never understand.
it's a wonderful show, but it is it does celebrate the wonderful things that dogs are. Yeah. In our lives.
Wonderful. All right. Well, The Perfect Dog tonight at Laguna Playhouse with the only John O'Hurley there after the show doing a brief chat. You can go to lagunaplayhouse.com for info and tickets. And really, really appreciate you taking time to call into the show, John.
Great.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.